starting from Wednesday. The annual National Refugee Conference attracts over 250 representatives to discuss how Australia could better support refugees. The two-day conference has a strong lineup of speakers, including Iranian Kurdish journalist and writer Behrouz Behchani, who was held in the Manus Island Detention Center from 2013 to 2017. He's now living in New Zealand. Some participants told SBS Examines they have learned a lot from the conference.
What we get out of this conference is the voice of lived experience are amplified. Stories of resilience, success, endurance, and how refugee community contributes positively to Australia are not known to the wider Australian.
This conference is an amazing initiative because it is about refugees coming through, and it started as a volunteer, it's very much a volunteer movement of people at that grassroots level coming together to empower themselves.
Australia is one of the only 23 countries that accepted refugees for resettlement in 2021 through the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. But each year, only 1% of the global refugee population could make the resettlement in a third country. Last November, Australia recorded the arrival of 1 million refugees in the country. Dr. Gillian Triggs, former president of the Australian Human Rights Commission, says Australia has made an outstanding contribution to refugee resettlement. But she also says Australia still has a long way to go to improve its treatment to refugees.
We also have some of the worst and draconian laws globally, which deny access to asylum, shift the burden for asylum seekers to Nauru, and of course in the past to Papua New Guinea, and laws which of course more recently are being struck down by the High Court as invalid.
One of the high-profile asylum seeker cases in recent months will be the Iranian women's football team. An Iranian state broadcaster called them traitors after the team refused to sing Iran's national anthem at a game at the Asian Cup. Some members of the Iranian refugee community thanked the government for supporting the women, but they also expressed frustration, as many in the community have been waiting for years for permanent visas. Dr. Triggs also welcomes the government action for the footballers, but agrees that the government could have done better.
It's a very political act rather than an act which reflects Australia's concern to ensure that those seeking asylum from Afghanistan, from Iran, from Sudan, from the Rohingyas, of course, from Myanmar and many others.
On Tuesday, Greens Senator David Shoebridge and several TU MPs teamed up to call on the government to fast-track visa processing for refugees. Here's Monique Ryan, the member for Kooyong.
I believe that Australians also want the government to support other people who've come to this country from Iran who are in equally desperate circumstances, particularly given the fact that they've been here for over a decade on bridging visas that have lasted for 6 months at a time. These people have been found to be refugees and they deserve nothing less than the supportive and generous treatment that the Australian government afforded to the footballers.
The theme for this year's conference is Empowering Refugees and Multicultural Communities Together, which explores pathways for refugees to advance multicultural leadership and amplify their voices. Refugee Communities Association of Australia's chair, Pasu Sharma Luito, says the Australian government needs to invest more in grassroots initiatives.
But what is lacking in Australia to empower the refugee community is directly supporting them. They support the peak body. We don't mind about that. The government support the peak bodies. But then peak bodies are not grassroots. They do a lot of good work, policy, research, connection. But the biggest barrier for refugee communities and multicultural community is not adequately funding and not recognizing lack of education in the bureaucracy what grassroots offers.
He also calls for a holistic approach from the government over refugee matters rather than just relying on one single department.
If we get support from the government on those sort of funding and also engaging and trusting us, not one department, I'm talking every department. Sometimes you find the departments are very, there is a narrative. Refugees don't know how to run the organizations. If we give the money to them, are they going to give us a proper equitable financial report? That thinking in the narrative, in the bureaucrats, and also at the highest level, has to be changed.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.
Insight Now has a dedicated live channel on SBS On Demand. That means episodes of Insight play back-to-back non-stop. Go to SBS On Demand, scroll down to the featured live channels, and then select Insight. It's that easy.